Next week on the Music of America podcast, we head to Utah. We have three guests from Salt Lake City, beginning with Stephen Ford and the Infinite Monkeys. Here, Stephen talks about the diversity of the concept behind the Infinite Monkeys.
I didn't want to be limited with this group in, you know, genre-wise. I think you get a little bit too, for instance, Motley Crue, for instance, okay? Yes. They are limited by who they are. You know, they can't do a jazz song, but the Infinite Monkeys can. In fact, Underground is kind of a jazz fusion song.
Tuesday, we will be in Provo. Our guest is Deanne, just Deanne. As a single mom, how supportive are your kids with your music?
I've been doing music their whole lives, and I was singing with my band before, and, you know, sometimes we, like, if we had all ages show, or like we were doing some sort of a battle of the bands at a festival or something, I'd bring them, and they just thought like rock music was so lame because it was like old people music.
And Wednesday, back to Salt Lake City, we meet Gary Lee with Zoetic Affinity. Gary talks about the band breaking up and getting back together.
As bands do from time to time, we just kind of hit a wall one day and blew up. You know, there was I don't know what happened, to be honest with you. It just kind of blew up one day, and there was bad feelings, and people said, that's it, I don't want to play anymore, and they left. And about an hour later, Ernie called me and says, hey, I really love the music you're writing. I love playing. Can we continue down this path? And I said, Ernie, certainly. Let's do it.
Thursday, we head to Orem, Utah, and meet with Michael Coombs. Michael talks about the challenges of getting musicians to step forward on their faith and performing Christian music.
I went through a lot of people, even to get them to come out and, you know, try out this stuff.
Yeah. And why do you think that is?
I don't think some people feel comfortable with putting their religion on their sleeve.
I mean,
I think there's a lot of people that are religious inside, but they're just not, they're kind of afraid to be able to show it to other people. Because I guess maybe they're afraid of being made fun of or not being accepted or whatever it is. But for me, I can't deny it. I have to be able to shout it from every rooftop that I possibly can, you know?
Friday finishes our visit to Utah and our last trip to Salt Lake City. Jazz with the Benny C. Quartet. Sometimes Benny has fun with his audience and song recognition.
It's fun to, sometimes when we're in performances and we have a little bit of opportunity to talk with the audience between songs, just for fun, we'll sometimes say things like, all right, this next song is super popular, it's been around for a long time, and we'll play it, and then people will respond saying, yeah, I've been listening to that my whole life, and I'm like, really? Because we wrote it.
Utah, next week, here on the Music of America podcast.